It's Motown versus Stax Atlantic. And representing Motown, we have in the blue corner, Mr. John Torello.
Hi, 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 hi!
You're going down tonight, mate.
Now singing the Ukrainian national anthem, Alexander Symbaliuk.
Something just came over me. I saw, it seemed like everyone wanted something from him. People were pushing microphones in his mouth and, you know, trying to find out, like, you know, what Gil thinks about this and what he thinks about that. Promoters buzzing around with bags of money. There was a whole bunch of people just seemed to want something from him. And I just thought to myself, you know what? This guy has just given so much of himself.
Mr. Armstrong, if I can call you Neil, where are you now?
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder.
Like a powder?
Ground mass is very fine.
Mm. Where are you now?
Yeah, I'm going to step off the limb now.
Okay.
That's one small step for man.
No, we're going to have to leave it there.
One giant leap for mankind.
No, sorry, we have to interrupt you. We've got to go to something else.
You are absolutely dripping.
It's humid today. I think we picked the hottest day of the year to do it, I think.
Anthony Spencer, who's one of this three-man collective of shearers who are working here today, he's just taking a well-earned breather. The sweat is it's pouring off your brow.
Yeah, you lose some weight in a day shearing.
Just how physically tough is it shearing sheep?
Stand-ups are they're the best people. And they're better than music theatre performers. They're much better than people in rock music. Better than actors. You know, they're just nice people to be around with. So I'd much rather be called a comedian than something else. You know.
The sound I like is like the sound that goes from boom to rap. It's more like with the filter on. You see the filter?
And it featured the sound of a Mexican mariachi band and a 1956 Volvo coupe, electronically manipulated.
Mohammed Rezwan Qadri, Farhan Ali Qadri, and Rahat Fati Ali Khan.
Ghulam hai, ghulam hai!
But after opening with Elvis, we'll hear next one of the many records made in the 60s about Elvis. But this is probably the only one about his left toe making a hole in a sock. Released in 1961 on the small Loner label in the States by a girl group that was just one of at least seven acts to go under the name of the Ballantines, though regretfully we can bring you no further information about them, except that this one was called The Sock.